Hello again and welcome back to As It Is. It's time to learn and improve your American English and learn about important events at the same time. Today we will talk about something that affects all of us every day, the weather. Scientists say that we may have an El Niño near the end of this year. That is a major weather event that can cause severe changes around the world. We will tell you about their latest findings. Then we will give you a very important story on American history as we look back 50 years to the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Just 10 minutes each day is all you need, and we present it to you 7 days a week, as it is. Now, on to part one. Many places have experienced severe flooding after heavy rains this year. Last Thursday, football lovers traveled through flooded streets in Recife, Brazil, to watch the World Cup match between Germany and the United States. Many were unsure if the game would be played at all because of the weather. Last week, the World Meteorological Organization predicted a return of the weather event known as El Niño later this year. Experts say one sign of it is unusually warm ocean surface temperatures in the central and eastern Pacific. El Niño can affect weather conditions worldwide. The flooding in Recife followed hours of heavy rainfall. Major flooding hit the former Yugoslavia earlier this year. It killed more than 50 people in Serbia alone. Michel Giraud is Secretary General of the World Meteorological Organization.
This winter, meaning December 2013 to February 2014, was the wettest winter ever recorded in more than a quarter of a millennium.
Mr. Giraud spoke at a climate conference in Japan earlier this year. He said there is no question that temperatures around the world are going up.
Every decade has been warmer than the preceding one over the last 40 years.
Experts say the extreme heat warms the ocean surface above its normal levels, affecting climate worldwide. The weather event is called El Niño. Philip Klotzbach is an American research scientist. He spoke to VOA on Skype.
El Niño is warmer than normal waters in the central and eastern tropical Pacific. When those warmer than normal waters occur in the tropical Pacific, it tends to increase upper-level westerly winds.
The World Meteorological Organization says El Niño is forming again this year. The WMO says the weather event will be fully established in a few months. It is expected to be strongest toward the end of this year and in early 2015. As Michel Giraud notes, El Niño causes higher than normal temperatures in some parts of the world and extremely high rainfall in others.
I'm thinking, for example, the big heat wave which hit Russia in 2010. A lot of research has been done, and now the scientists believe that without the climate change which has already occurred, it would have been very unlikely to occur. So, you see, we are making some progress on the attribution of extreme events to climate change.
Scientists have long sought to prove that the release of greenhouse gases, industrial pollution, causes climate change and affects our weather. Mr. Giraud says there is more and more evidence that this is true, but it is difficult to persuade politicians to take steps to cut pollution. Kaisa Kosonen is with the environmental group Greenpeace International.
What does it mean if we want to prevent dangerous climate change? It means that we need to get rid of this coal, gas and oil as soon as possible and change to renewable energy, get more energy efficient systems in place and so forth.
The World Meteorological Organization is urging governments to prepare for El Niño and the extreme weather conditions that it can bring. Americans are marking the 50th anniversary of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. The act became law on July 2, 1964. The measure banned discrimination based on a person's race. It also ended racial separation in schools, businesses, and in some public places, such as hotels and restaurants. The law won final passage after years of civil rights protests. Jonathan Evans takes the story from there.
Millions of Americans marched for equal rights during the 1960s. Their leader was the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
Today I want to say to the people of America and the nations of the world, we're on the move and no wave of racism can stop us.
The civil rights movement brought Dorie Ladner and Joan Mulholland together more than 50 years ago. They met in the southern state of Mississippi. At the time, state officials enforced separation of the races. Ms. Ladner remembers meeting with Joan Mulholland in Mississippi. She says it was her first experience working with a white woman in the civil rights movement.
She was also interested in the plight of not only my people, but her people as well, to erase this evil segregation that was bothering all of us. I found it phenomenal, and I embraced her.
The young women stayed in the same student housing at Tougaloo College in Jackson, Mississippi. They took part in civil rights demonstrations there. Joan Mulholland says she was arrested 2 times for her actions, but refused to give up.
I learned in church about do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And then in high school, we had to memorize the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. Practice what we preach. And that's what propelled me into it.
The two women demonstrated in the 1963 March on Washington, D.C. Less than a month later, 4 black girls were killed in a church bombing in Birmingham, Alabama. Both women attended the funerals.
It had a profound impact on me, and it made me more determined to try and eradicate this evil that was permeating throughout our society.
More than half a century later, the women are sharing their experiences with younger Americans. The two were especially happy when then-President Lyndon Johnson signed the 1964 Civil Rights Act into law.
Students took it to the streets and the lawyers took it to the courts. And the press took it to the world. And didn't anybody do it by themselves?
The passage of the Civil Rights Bill was one of the things that we fought for and has brought about a new day, what we would call social change. To a large extent, change in the laws of the country, change in the attitudes of the people.
The women say they will always share a special connection, one that has lasted through the struggles and victories of the civil rights movement. I'm Jonathan Evans.
Before we leave you today, here is another interesting fact we found about the weather. Have you ever heard of dog days? It is a period of time between July 3rd and August 11th in the Northern Hemisphere. It is supposed to be the hottest weather of the year. In olden times, people thought the sea would boil, people would get sick, wine would spoil, and dogs would go mad. The heat part? Well, I'll believe that. But the rest? People who watch the stars said dog days began each year when the star Sirius, known as the Dog Star, would appear at about sunrise. And with that bit of history, we go in search of a cool spot to spend the rest of the day. Thank you for being with us. This is As It Is, a part of Learning English from the Voice of America, Washington.